Good morning, everyone. You're here with me, Lori the Love Sherpa, on OneToRadio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. It is Monday, February. Monday, February 3rd. I'm still living in the past, apparently. Here in Oceanside, California, on the West Coast, and it is 10.02 a.m., and it is the year 2025. Can you believe that? So thank you for being here. I'm happy that you're all here with me. The way you can even be more here with me is to go over to the Facebook chat. And you do that by going to your device and going to onetoradio.com. And you'll see a screen pop up, and on the left, there'll be some options. One of them is chat. Once you hit that, you will be brought to the OneToRadio group Facebook page, where if you scroll down, you will see my banner eventually. Okay. I was just looking because there was something posted above my banner, which shouldn't be above my banner at this moment. So my banner is supposed to be on top, but I'm sure that'll happen in a minute. Okay. And here, if you've never been in this chat before, you can join the group and you can come on in. And you can make comments, post questions, which is actually what I like the best. I like when people ask me questions because then I can respond. Otherwise, I will just talk for an hour. And that can be fun too, but it just depends. Today, questions would be nice, I think, if you are so inclined. So I will say hello to whomever is in the chat right now. And Renee is here. Hey, Renee. Good to see you. Hi, Suzanne. She says, good to hear you today, Lori. And Pamela, she says, hey, you're back, Lori. Hope you're well and in good spirits. Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just navigating some things this morning, but I'm good. I was out last week just because it's been kind of a challenging time for me energetically, and that affects my physical body a lot. So I'm kind of still dealing with that this morning. So if I have to run away early or if I have to take a break, that's why. But I want to get right into things. And so I will tell you, even though most of you probably already know, that the way I work mostly nowadays, I do different things, and the way I've done things more than not lately is I really rely on my intuitive guidance to guide other people. And I am trained in spiritual psychology, trained in masculine, feminine energies, sexuality, tantra, teaching people how to feel, how to connect. But all of that is intertwined in a lot of what I do. So I sort of pull from many different pots when I help people. Sorry, if I go silent for a moment, it's mainly just because I'm probably clearing my throat or coughing. I've been having allergies really bad the last couple of days. I've been sneezing. And when that starts happening, it starts to make me just want to like lie down and go to sleep. But that's kind of what I feel like doing right now. And I'm not going to get a chance to do that until later. So onward until then. But what I really, really love to do is answer questions and help people with intuitive guidance. That's what works best for me lately. I am equipped for all of that that I was just talking about through many different modalities. And one of the reasons I love to help people and guide them with my innate ability to do that is because I am a projector in human design. And if you know anything about human design, there are five types: generator, manifesting generator, projector, which is me, manifester, and reflector. And they're all different, and they all have very different aspects. And you can be, like, I'm a projector, and for instance, Jay, who is also one of our wonderful radio show hosts, and he used to be my producer here, and now Serena has taken over that job and is doing a great job. But Jay is also a projector. And so we're similar in many ways, but we're also different in many ways. It's kind of like being the same. Excuse me one sec. Kind of like being the same astrological sign as someone else. You're the same astrological sign, so you have some similarities, but you're still very different than the other person because we're each individuals. So, so that is what makes me really good at guiding and responding to questions. And this morning, I am thankfully in a very high vibing state. And if it sounds like I'm sort of chill or a little low key, sometimes I get subdued when I'm in a very trancey state, a very like trance-like state. Sometimes I get a little subdued. Other times I talk faster and I have a whole lot of energy. So it really just depends. But it's all the energy of spirit flowing through my body, and I know that. So every intuitive works differently, and this is just the way it appears for me. But it makes me really good at what I do, thankfully, and I'm happy to have the ability, and you know, some would call it the gift, and I'll take it, you know. So if you've got anything you'd like to know, I may use cards, I may just, you know, call up something intuitive, something may just come to me. So you can ask me anything, honestly, it doesn't matter what it is. And if I can't answer it, I'll tell you, but usually I have some sort of insight into most things that people ask me, because the way it works is that you probably wouldn't be here and you probably wouldn't be asking me in particular if I were not able to at least offer you some nugget of information about what it is that you're asking. So feel free to join the chat and I will be more than happy to respond. All right, let me go back and check the chat. I am, oh my goodness, what is going on with this chat? My banner is supposed to be at the very top, and for some reason, I see Ginger's banner on top right now. And then I see another blurb about Kat's class, which is going to be great, I'm sure. And then I see Erica, and then I see me. So I don't know what's happening, but perhaps, excuse me, perhaps whoever is commenting in the other chat rooms could refrain from doing that while we're in my show, because my people will have trouble finding my banner if they have to like keep scrolling. And people get confused very easily, I find, so I like to not confuse people whenever possible. Because whenever you make a comment in someone's chat room, it goes to the top of the page. So the best thing to do is chat in the person's chat room who happens to be on the air at the moment, and that happens to be me right now. So, okay, that's how that works. I've noticed that because I've done that in other, when I've been listening to other people, and if somebody comments in another chat, it goes to the top of the page and pushes my banner down, which in the grand scheme of things is not a big deal, but you know, it's just easier when people try to join the chat if they see my banner first and they're not confused. Okay. Not that anybody's doing anything wrong. You're not. It's just, you know, technical difficulties. Okay. Shell. Hey, Shell. He says, be my love Sherpa, Lori. Yes. That's what they call me. Lori the love Sherpa. She says, I'm open to any messages regarding my love life. I love Nike and I'm open to wisdom from spirit. Okay. And Joni's here. Hey, Joni. She says, good morning. If you pull cards or tap in, I'm here and open for anything pressing to share. Thank you. Okay. Hey, Catherine. She says, hi, Lori and friends. Listening here in Ireland, it's a holiday here today to honor our matron saint, Bridget. Aww. She says, love your show and your energy, Shell. Shell said that. Thanks, Shell. Yeah, I feel pretty subdued today. My energy's subdued is the best word. It really is. It's just I feel very locked in today. So let me see what I can do for all of you. I want to before I pull cards, I'll pull some cards in a moment. I want to turn to a page in Loyalty to Your Soul, The Heart of Spiritual Psychology, by my teachers, Drs. Ronald Helmick and Mary Helmick. Okay. So, I want to... I want to talk about something that's really going to help you guys. So, this may not be... I'm trying to feel into what it is that would help you. Okay. So, I turned to a few pages, but this one seems the most pertinent at the moment. Meeting the challenges effectively, okay? So, when we start to awaken, we confront some challenges, okay? And some of them are listed here, but I don't think that, I'm going to go through all of them right now, but no, you know what? I don't want to talk about that right now. I just changed my mind. I'm allowed to do that. I'm going to pull the cards for you guys. All right. I'm going to pull a card for, who asked me first? Let's see. I'm going to pull a card for Shell. So, just do me a favor, everybody. Just take a breath into your heart space. Just let your energy center. If you want, you can picture a grounding cord from your tailbone. It's a very bright white with gold. Could be any color, really, but that's how I envision it. It's a grounding cord just going down towards the center of the earth. And as you breathe and open your heart, just feel that grounding cord go down from your center to the center of the earth. Some people like to ground to the sun nowadays since ascension has been happening. Sometimes that feels more effective, and sometimes that feels more effective for me as well. I just kind of like to envision a bright light around my body and the light coming from the sun, just kind of brightening the source energy around my body. And through my body. That actually feels nicer to me. So either one of those, you can use whichever one resonates. And just center yourself. And let anything drop that's bothering you. or disturbing your peace. And just be here now. Okay. I have your card shell. Great. So for shell, I have picked the goddess of justice. What seems an injustice is actually a blessing. You feel that a certain situation in your life is in some way unfair. Yet be assured that justice, which is the natural state of balance inherent in the universe, does exist. Justice is actually the universal law of cause and effect, through which all in life is kept in balance. It's true. The recent event which you perceive to be unfair is actually a blessing in disguise, here to guide you towards your highest purpose. It is understandable that you cannot see the blessing at this time. However, the goddess of justice is asking you to surrender the strong emotions and resentments you've attached to this situation. Trust. By letting go of this issue, she will help clear your path and create the space for something wondrous to occur. And knowing what I know about your situation, I'm going to say that was probably a very apropos card for you, Shell. So I hope that is helpful. Okay. Joni, I'm going to pull your card next. Let's see what we get for you. The deck I'm using is the Angels, Gods, and Goddesses by Tony Carmine Salerno. It's one of my favorite decks. And honestly, I found it to be super accurate for many people, including myself. And spirit never steers us wrong. You know, spirit speaks through the cards. So that is why they're accurate, because of spirit, not because of me. I'm just the vessel. So, okay, this card wants to pop its head out. The Angel of Relaxation. Let go of desired outcomes and you will get what you want. Cool. Let's all do that. I think we all need to let go of desired outcomes. Because that's how it works. Once you surrender, you get what you want, right? It's the way it's always worked for me. Sometimes it takes a little time. Sometimes it happens really fast. But it always speeds things up when you can allow things and not resist them. Okay, the Angel of Relaxation. Okay. Everything will fall into place and become clear when it is meant to. So switch off and take it easy for a while. The Angel of Relaxation has appeared in your reading to help you relax. By keeping your focus fixed on all it is that you wish to happen, you are, in a way, preventing the natural flow of events to unfold. Surrender any project or concern to the angels in the knowing that all is being taken care of. Focus on all you have achieved to date and on all your many blessings. Take time to nurture and pamper yourself and start to do more of those things which nourish your soul instead of worrying about the future. By relaxing and letting go of desired outcomes, you create the space for the angels and the universe to give you what you want. Trust. Yeah, trust is always the key piece whenever you're trying to manifest or whenever you're trying to get out of a situation that you don't want to be in. Or whenever you're wanting to create something for yourself in any way. Trust, surrender, non-resistance, acceptance, and allowing are all how you do those things. That's how you get anything done. You have to really learn how to allow spirit's energy to work through you and to shift energy for you, because we as humans can't do very much on our own. Sure, we can, you know, use a lot of effort and stress ourselves out and excuse me one sec. but that's no fun, stressing ourselves out and using a lot of effort for things to get them done. It generally just causes more stress, you know, and sure, you'll create some results, but they may not be ideal and they may not be exactly what you want. Whereas if you can get yourself into alignment by relaxing and breathing, and, you know, if you need to meditate or if you need to use one of the many tools that I and many other people teach, if you need some of those tools, let me know. I'll tell you about some of them. I've talked about some of them in my previous shows, but there are many. You can use all kinds of tools to help create what you want in your life and eliminate what you might not want. And the best way to do that is to let spirit work. Because once you start to realize that the only way you're going to achieve anything is really to let spirit do the heavy lifting, that's when things start to work really well, and that's when things start to shift. So if there's any struggle right now, first of all, you could tell me about it in the chat and I can answer some questions for you. And I mean, the more detailed you can be, the better. You don't have to be super detailed, but asking a specific question about a situation so that I can feel into your energy and actually give you a good answer is the way that I like to work. And that's what works best for me. If you're sitting here in front of me, that's ideal, but I don't actually need you to sit in front of me. I just need to have a question that's formulated in a way that I can grasp your energy from it and the energy of the situation. So if it's more of a vague question, I want to say I can still give you an answer, but I like to have more information if possible. And I don't, like I said, need to know the details. I just need to know what you want to know about the situation. Because if you obviously you're asking a question for a reason. So I want to be able to find out what it is that you want out of asking that question. Like, what do you want to happen there? What is happening for you? What's your objective? And the more I can see into the situation, the more accurate my answer is going to be, most likely. And I don't need to know a lot of details, like I said. I just kind of need to start to describe. I need to feel into the energy of the situation. I have people who, you know, show me texts that people write to them. That's very helpful. I have people tell me about conversations they've had with people who, and they're trying to decide like what to do in a given situation. So that's helpful too. Just, I don't know, it's kind of hard for me to describe how it works. And I guess I'm kind of still, I'm still trying to find the easiest way to have you guys invite me in, really. It's more challenging for me and actually not how I'm designed, to just, you know, like do a cold call on somebody and give them information when they're not asking for it. That's actually not how it's not how I operate anymore. I used to operate that way and it didn't work very well. So I stopped doing that. So now the invitation is really important. Okay. So, Joni, I hope that last card was helpful for you. I feel like it was for some other people as well. I'm going to refresh the chat and see if anybody has. Oh, look at that. You're all just popping up everywhere. It's great. Okay. Okay, yeah, Renee says, thank you. I appreciate that. The banner is on the top of my Facebook page. Yeah, because that's what happens, like I described earlier. Once somebody comments in another chat room, it goes right to the top of the page. So that's why I always try not to comment on anybody's, on any of the other banners when the person, you know, when there's a live show on, because that's what happens. But not trying to like castigate anybody. It's just what happens. And I don't want to confuse anyone. So, okay, Catherine says, as I sense I will remain here in Ireland for the foreseeable future. Yeah, I think I told you that, didn't I, Catherine? would appreciate, Lori, if you have any insights with regard to additional work service that I can do in tandem with caring for my parents. Okay. Yeah. I feel like you're going to be most comfortable, and I feel like it's going to be something that's going to be easiest for you to do at home. There might be some elements where you have to like go out and do certain like jobs for people, but it's not going to keep you out like the whole day usually. Usually just for like a little while, like you'll go out for a little bit and then you'll come back, but you'll do most of the work at home. This is what I'm feeling. And that's also going to enable you to care for your parents, because what you desire and what I'm feeling is that you want to take the path of least resistance, right? You want to be able to care for your parents, but you also want to do it in a way that's pleasurable for you, or as pleasurable as possible for you and for them, of course. So it doesn't mean you have to be home all the time, because I don't feel that. But I feel like there's going to be work for you that you can do at home. And there's also going to be work for you that you can like run out, do fairly quickly for like, you know, maybe an hour or two here and there. And then you'll come back, and I feel like it's going to work out really well for you that way, because it's going to give you the flexibility to kind of make your own schedule and, you know, not have to like clock in and out of an office, which I don't feel is going to be a good thing for you. And that wouldn't work. I don't know your human design, but, if you know your human design, you can tell me that, and that'll help me even more, and I can give you more insight. Because if you don't know how to do it, you can go to ahumandesign.com and look up your chart, and that'll give you all the information. It's just ahumandesign.com. Everybody can do that. And if you want to start putting in your your human design types, that's always helpful. That really helps me learn who you are as a human. And how you work best, because I can definitely guide you without knowing that, but knowing that is super helpful. So the one thing I do want to say, Catherine, is follow your joy, follow what you actually do enjoy as far as work goes, because if you're doing work you really don't like, I mean, you don't have to be jumping for joy, although that's great. I mean, that would be ideal, but you don't necessarily have to be like, oh my God, I can't wait to get to this job. It's just so great. You know, it doesn't have to be like that. It just has to be something you like, you don't not want to get up in the morning for, you know what I mean? So follow your joy, follow something that interests you. If you're doing something interesting, that's going to be very satisfying for you. And that's what I'm feeling. So follow, when you're looking for work, look for something that you feel like you're going to enjoy. Okay. And I know that sounds like common sense, but not everyone does that. A lot of people just put up with jobs that they really hate. And, you know, just because they're making good money. And I get that. I totally get that. Believe me. I've done that myself. Not lately, thankfully. But in the past, I have, and it sucks. I mean, the money's great, but oh my God, just getting through the work is the horror show. And nobody wants to subject themselves to something like that if they don't have to. So you don't have to, I'm going to tell you that. Just feel into what you enjoy. There are things that you enjoy. There are things that you like, whether you like to read, whether you like to move. Maybe you can teach a class of some sort. Maybe you're an expert in some field. Just take everything into consideration when you're considering what it is that you want to do for money. Because Abraham Hicks always says, you know, the way you get to a place is going to have a very strong influence on how that thing is going to be once you get there. So you want to enjoy the journey if you want the destination to be pleasurable. So that's all I'm saying. And I hope that feels helpful. But let's pull a card for you just to see, because I think I know that the cards generally tend to emphasize a lot of what I get intuitively. So let's pull this card for Catherine about insights with work or service. Oh, there's one. Okay, so you got the card, the Angel of Psychic Ability. There we go. And we're all psychic. We just sometimes don't realize it. Everybody has the ability to have psychic insight. Some people just have it more naturally, and other people have to cultivate it a little bit more. Pardon me. Okay. Sorry, my throat. Okay. So I get a little discombobulated at times, but I'm all here with you. So the Angel of Psychic Ability says, your intuitive and psychic abilities are strong at present. And I need a drink of water, so give me one sec. Yeah, and I'm also feeling like my throat chakra is like a little bit, it feels like something's trying to come through my throat chakra. Okay, so Catherine, the Angel of Psychic Ability, looking it up. Your intuitive and psychic abilities are very strong at present, and this gives you the ability to see through things. You're being urged to pay particular attention to what you sense and feel, rather than what you are told or shown. Trust your instincts when you are around particular people or situations. You will instinctively know what is right for you. Regardless of the statistics or how professionally it is presented, if something doesn't feel right for you, then it's not. So that's what the card says. It's a pretty short one, but pay attention to that, because like I was just saying, if something doesn't feel right, it's not right. That's why I say follow your joy. Follow what feels good. Because what feels good is going to be the right direction to take, no matter what that is. So just take a little bit of time. However you do it for yourself, whether that's meditation or whether that's just, tuning in a meditative way, whether it's in a dream, maybe, you know what you could do? One of the tools I like to use is to set an intention for guidance during your dream, if that works for you. Or set an intention for guidance when you're awake. I mean, you can do it any way you want. Your intention is what matters. So just set some sort of intention and ask spirit to show you what direction to take. And you can, if you want to do it through a dream, you do it at night, you just set the intention, thank you, spirit, for guiding me in my dream state towards what would serve me best in my work and service. Something as simple as that. It's an intention. Intentions are powerful. I've found them super powerful. They work. Once you set an intention, that's energy in motion. So that's what I would suggest, Catherine. I hope that is helpful for you. I'm feeling very Capricornian today. I have to say that I was in a mood, I guess, this morning. Oftentimes I will, especially recently, I think I've felt my Capricorn more strongly and more potently than I have recently. Just I've felt it in a way that I can just see, and this is part of being a projector as well, I can just see so many improvements that could be made in so many different areas of life. And of course, I can't go around telling people what they should do unless they ask me. But there's this, you know, sense of being kind of a know-it-all in me, because first of all, I'm a Capricorn, and second of all, I'm a projector, and it's kind of what we're geared to do. We're geared to know stuff, and we're geared to guide, and so it can be frustrating to see what needs to be done and see someone not doing it. So I'm just going to leave that here. So if I sound at all frustrated in any way ever, that's probably what's happening. It's probably somebody who's doing something that I think could be different, and they're just not asking for my help. So it's the frustration of not being invited to guide, which can be very frustrating. I'll tell you, when you see something so clearly and you know that it would help someone and yet they don't ask for your help, just imagine how that must feel. Well, that's how it feels for me. So anyhow, let me go back to the Facebook chat. And okay, Suzanne says, if time permits, I'm wondering if you see any improvement in my health and energy. Okay. Lots of doctor visits, checking things out. I'm hoping for some new creative avenues this year and the inspiration to do them. Many thanks. Yeah, let me feel into you, and I'm also going to pull a card for you. I feel like this is a situation that's been, feels like an underlying condition that's been going on for a while, and it feels like, it doesn't feel like anything like really awful, thank goodness, but it feels like something really annoying at times. Like you can still get stuff done, but it hampers your life. It affects your quality of life. And that's never fun, because I know how that can be. I've dealt with things myself. So let's pull a card for you. And I do see it being bothersome, and I do see it being, I see it taking a little bit of time, but I do see it being less bothersome. But as I said, I feel like it just may take a little bit of time. If you can just kind of bear with it for a bit, I feel like it's going to get a little bit better. So let's pull that card. That's what I'm feeling. Okay, there's a very stubborn little card here, which I think is going to be good for you. Okay, it's the Angel of Joyfulness. Yeah, whatever way you can find your joy, that's important. So it says something wondrous and magical is about to happen. That could be what you're asking for, right? Angel of Joyfulness. Okay. She happens to be right next to the Angel of Healing, which is also a really good sign. Okay. So, Catherine. This is a time to be joyful. Celebrate and appreciate all that you have achieved to date. Look back on your life and give thanks for all your experiences. So what I'm getting is that gratitude is going to help you through this issue. And if it's not, I hate to say chronic because that sounds so negative. Let's just say this, you know, somewhat persistent health issue that you've been dealing with. Gratitude and focusing on the other stuff that's good in your life is really going to help you a lot. And the card is confirming that for sure. Even the setbacks that you have experienced in recent times have served you in some way. They always do. Any setback that we get, including a health issue, it's always serving us somehow. That's why the gratitude piece is really important. Something wonderful and magical is about to emerge as a result of a recent contact or experience that seemed rather meaningless at the time. The angel of joyfulness is here to tell you that you deserve to be and have all that your heart truly desires, and that your life is on the verge of a wondrous transformation. Again, another really good thing. You deserve joy and happiness, for you are a blessed child of the universe. Don't ever forget that. Whenever you forget and you start to feel crappy, or, you know, something's bothering you, whether it's your health or something else, remember that God's got your back. Just remember that. And I know it can be challenging sometimes, but never forget that. Just always remember that you are the Christ consciousness, and you have the ability to tap into that healing energy as well. Okay. Joyfulness is a state of appreciation and love for the self and for all of life. Yet so often we are conditioned not to accept joy in our lives. Close your eyes right now and tell yourself that you deserve to be joyful, and that you accept joy into your life from this moment on, regardless of the circumstances you find yourself in. So that's what the card says, and that also plays on what I was just saying about finding your joy, right? So I feel like that was really, really appropriate for you. Let me know how that resonates for you, Catherine, and everyone. I always like to know how the cards resonate. Because I can feel them resonating, and I just want to make sure that, you know, they do or don't for you as well. But most of the time I find that they do. So hopefully that is helpful. Okay. I'm sorry, that was for Suzanne. I'm getting your names wrong, because I'm like looking at both of you. Your comments are right next to each other. So that last reading was for Suzanne. I'm sorry. Apologize. Catherine's was right before that. The way this happens when I'm in this high a trance state is that I sometimes don't remember like what I've done from moment to moment, because my attention is very focused in the now, like the right now, this second moment. And so trying to remember what I said 5 minutes ago is sometimes kind of impossible. And I know that's very, very strange, but that is how it works. So if somebody asks me after a reading, like what I meant by something I said, I probably won't remember. And I know I've heard other intuitives say that as well. That's just the way it seems to work. It's like, it's a very, for me especially, it's a very present moment thing. I get a hit in the moment, and it has to, you know, I have to say it in the moment. And if I wait, it may not sound the same, or I may not have the same hit, or, you know, it's always better, or I may not remember. It's always better for me to just say it in the moment and let it go from there. And it's better for you too, because these are messages for you. These are not messages that are for me or have anything to do with me personally. These are for you all. And this energy is for you. And so I'm the vessel, and the energy comes through me, but the information is for you. So I don't need to remember it, you know. And if you don't remember it, sometimes I find that, you know, I'll do a reading for somebody and they'll be like, wait, what was that thing you said about blah, 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 blah. And, you know, sometimes I might remember if I am meant to, but most of the time I don't. And it's usually because maybe it's something that you don't need to hear right now, or it will come up for you later when you actually do need to remember it. So intuition and information can work that way. It's, you get what you need. You're not going to get anything you don't really need. And if you feel like something doesn't resonate, then just put it aside. And perhaps it'll resonate another time, you know, or not. But that's just the way it works. You take what works and you leave the rest. Okay. Pamela. Okay, if you have a time, pull a card. Yeah, I can do that for you. You say you're running low on energy. Okay, let me pull a card for Pamela. Pamela, I got the Angel of Finances for you. That could be why your energy is low. If our finances are off, our energy can certainly be off. It says, honor and give thanks for the blessings you're about to receive. I love this card so much. I love all these cards. These are the best. Honestly, the best. Some of the best cards I've ever worked with. Any card I work with, I'm meant to work with. So I always say they're the best, but I really do happen to like this deck a lot. Angel of Finances. Looking it up in the book. Okay. So you're about to receive a substantial sum of money, or a substantial stream of money is about to enter your life. You've drawn this card because of your faith in the universe and your strong commitment to your purpose. The Angel of Finances is here to remind you that external wealth simply mirrors our internal beliefs. This is so important. I want to remind everybody that we create our external world by what we are believing on the inside. So try and keep that in mind. You can choose to see the world as lacking, or you can see it as abundant. You have realized that money is simply energy, a means of exchange which reflects your values and the way you view life. So like it says, honor and give thanks for the blessings you're about to receive, and remember to put your money to good use. Spend and invest your money in ways that help you further your true purpose and long-term goals, whatever they may be. So what I want to say about that is, like, when I pay my rent, I'm going to pay my rent today, as a matter of fact. We have a 3-day grace period, so I'm not late. I just forgot because it was the weekend. I forgot to do it on the first. It snuck up on me. But when I go pay my rent, I don't grumble. I don't, you know, say, oh, God, I have to give them all this money now. I mean, I used to, and I have, you know, at moments, but now I say I get to pay my rent because I get to have a home and I get to have this money to pay my rent. That's really important. I get to be abundant enough to pay this rent so I can be appreciative of this beautiful home. You know, I mean, it is a beautiful home. It may be cluttered, but it's still a beautiful home. I love it. It has lots of light. I have a skylight. I have a vaulted ceiling. I have, you know, it's roomy enough for now until I can feel the need to move into a bigger place. We'll see. But, you know, I'm thankful that I have a great roof over my head where I can feel safe and secure. So this is the approach to money that I like to have. I like to be grateful for the abundance that is mine and is mine through spirit, because I didn't create it. Money is energy. Money is the energy of appreciation. And when you appreciate everything you have and you pay attention, you pay appreciation for what you have, it brings more good things. And, you know, money is a good thing. So it brings more of that too. So I hope that makes sense. And I hope that's helpful for you, Pamela, and I hope your energy feels better. I feel like you might want to look at your diet. This is just a hit I got. If you could shift a little bit, drink more water. All right, I want to say that. Drink more water. And I also feel like if you can clean up your diet a little bit, in all the like ways that they always say, you know, don't eat as much sugar, lower your carbs and up your protein. And really drink a lot more water. I feel like you're dehydrated. And get more exercise, move your body, because that once the body in motion, the thing in motion stays in motion. It's kind of like that. When we're low on energy, sometimes we don't feel like moving, but once we start moving, it's motivation and it's momentum. And so we tend to have more energy when we're moving regularly. So even if it's just, you know, go outside in the sun and take a walk or take a run, whatever you like to do. Take a dance class, you know, if that's your thing. That's what I do. And that always helps me. So I feel like that might help you. But I just feel like the energy thing, it's not, I don't feel like it's a serious issue, but I feel like you're bored. I just feel like you're really bored and it's giving you really low energy. So I feel like you need to find something that excites you and that really makes you excited and happy and, you know, something that's really fun for you. I feel like you need more of that. So I hope that's helpful, Pamela. And Tara, okay. She says, I'd like to know what is ahead for me at work, please, if there's time. Let me pull a card really quick. We have 3 minutes. And I'm juggling things on my little desk here. Okay, this is for Tara and anyone else for whom it might resonate, because often when I pull cards, they're not just for the person for whom I'm pulling. They are often for many, or at least a few, others. Because that is what happens. We are all a collective, and we all share collective energy, and it's why we can all feel each other at times, and it's why I'm pulling this card for you, the goddess of nature. You reap what you sow. Your dream is coming to fruition. Okay. A lot of times these cards have very positive messages, and you know, it can be easy to say, oh no, you're just blowing smoke up my ass. No, I'm not. This is actually spirit speaking. So spirit doesn't blow smoke. Spirit is just love. Spirit is always going to give you a loving message. And sometimes it might come in the form of something that might be a little harder to hear, but not always. Sometimes these things are very easy to hear. It just depends on what you need. So, okay, Tara, you reap what you sow. Your dream is coming to fruition. Still trying to find it. Gosh, nature. Sorry, I'm looking in the wrong part of the book. Okay. Your dream is coming to fruition. This is a time to reap the rewards and benefits that are derived from the seeds of a project, venture, or idea you planted some time ago. It has not all been plain sailing, and many a time you have doubted whether your many efforts and labor would ever be rewarded. Yet harvest time has come, a time when you reap what you have sown. Accept all the blessings about to come your way, and realize that they are the result of the love, courage, dedication, and commitment you have shown in the recent past. Give thanks to Mother Nature and enjoy. Let me see. Yeah, I hope that's helpful for you, Tara. Again, I'm going to say to you the same thing. Focus on your joy. What's ahead for you is whatever you want to create. And we create through focusing on what we want and what we enjoy and what gives us pleasure. And that's the best advice I can give you. I feel like there's going to be somebody coming in to help you soon, too. It feels like it's a masculine energy. I'm not positive about that. Actually, it might be both. I'm not actually sure. I feel a little bit of masculine, a little bit of feminine energy just coming in to help you in some way. So keep that in mind, too. Like a man and a woman. In different aspects, but I feel like you're going to get some help with something soon. Okay, so I have to sign off and I have to make way for the lovely Jamie Dawn and the amazing Serena after her. And I'm going to invite you all back next week. You've been wonderful and I appreciate all the comments in the chat and integration is the word that comes to mind. I appreciate all the integration because I think that's what we do here is we integrate. But I appreciate the participation as well. And you've all been wonderful. And I appreciate the requests for cards and the comments, which I know I didn't get to all of them, but I will look after the show. And so I'm going to go and just let everyone know that I really appreciate your presence here very much, and I'm grateful for all of you. And I do love you with all of my heart. And I'm sending you all love from my heart. So you've been here with me, Lori the Love Sherpa, here on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. Bye, everybody.